Can you tell us the various kinds of flu shots or flu vaccines available?
There are currently four different types of flu vaccines. They all contain exactly the same viruses, but they're delivered in different ways. We've already mentioned the live attenuated flu vaccine, which should not be given to immunocompromised individuals, and it's licensed for adults up to age 49.
Is that the one you get in the nose?
That is the inhaled vaccine that you get in the nose, and some people prefer it because there is no needle involved and no shot. And again, that can be given safely to household members of immunocompromised individuals. In addition, there's the standard vaccine, the standard IM shot, which is available for all persons over the age of 6 months and should be given yearly. Recently, there are two new vaccines introduced. One is an intradermal vaccine, and the second is a high titer vaccine, which has four times the antigen load and has been FDA approved and CDC recommended for people over the age of 65. However, although it gives you higher titers and better seroconversion, there are no studies yet showing that it has superior efficacy. It just has not been studied. And for that reason, the CDC, ACIP don't make a specific recommendation between that and the standard IM shot.
So let me go through those again. There's the flu vaccine that we all know about that is an intramuscular or an IM injection. There is an injection that is in the skin, the intradermal injection. There is the inhaled live attenuated vaccination that you get in the nose. And now there's a fourth one. The fourth one has more viral particles in it, although they're dead viral particles. And you're suggesting that's potentially better for people who are over the age of 65.
Yes, it's been well studied in people over the age of 65. More of them seroconvert to what we believe might be a protective level. And those levels of antibody are statistically higher than if they received the standard IM shot.
But there must be more side effects with that vaccination than because it has more viral particles in it than the standard flu shot.
And that is exactly true. People are more likely to have local side effects, pain, tenderness, swelling with this vaccine, although it's still relatively mild and can generally be treated just with Tylenol and a cold compress. But it is true, people do have somewhat more local side effects.
So if you were over the age of 65, David, and you had to get the flu vaccine, which one would you get?
So particularly if I was immunocompromised, I would get the high titer vaccine.
The rest of us should be getting probably the regular flu vaccine right now.
That's exactly right. The CDC explicitly says that a patient should receive the flu vaccine as soon as it becomes available, because you don't want to miss opportunities of patients coming in and seeing you only every 4 months. You wouldn't want to miss the chance to immunize them before influenza appears. And we have peaked as early as November, as late as May for flu each year, although classically in the United States, we peak in February. And the data suggests that the vaccine will provide protection through the entire flu season.
So how well the vaccine works doesn't diminish after 4 or 5 months?
That is correct.
It stays constant protection throughout the whole flu vaccine period.
In fact, the CDC states that it lasts for up to 12 months, and so the answer is it will cover you through the entire influenza season.
How long does the flu vaccine take to work?
This is true for almost all vaccines, at least those that are a single dose for efficacy. It takes, in general, 1 to 3 weeks to build up sufficient antibody for that vaccine to be protective. And again, that's another reason for vaccinating early, not waiting until we begin seeing influenza in the community.
So let me review this. If you're an immunocompromised patient who's under the age of 65, a regular flu shot is what you should take.
Yes, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. If you're over the age of 65, you might want to consider this revved-up, higher antigen load flu shot. How do you ask your doctor for that shot, incidentally?
You would simply ask for the high titer flu shot. It's made by Sanofi, and your physician should know about it. It's both FDA approved and ACIP recommended.
And for if you have a child in the house who is in grade school, for example, that child could have the flu vaccine in their nose with no problem for the rest of the family.
Yes, as long as they're old enough. The IM shot can be given down to 6 months of age. The inhaled shot, you have to be somewhat older. But again, there's no risk. This virus is a cold adapted virus. So actually, it's a little different than our standard attenuated viruses. It actually cannot survive in the lower respiratory tract because the higher temperature kills the virus. And there really has not been evidence of transmission of this virus to contacts.
You would almost suggest then that the whole family should be vaccinated one way or the other, either with the inhaled vaccine or with the flu shot, to protect the immunocompromised patient in living in that environment.
Absolutely. Not only for flu, but for all the other standard vaccines, providing a bubble of protection around the immunocompromised person is critical. And of course, they have their most contact with their family members. So it's very important for family members to be immune to the standard diseases like flu and pertussis to protect that immunocompromised individual.